It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99. Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Open Canvas Dakota Bank, Hands On Health, and Grand Central. Now live from Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge. And I tell you what, I am extra happy tonight. I got two of the greatest people in the entire world joining us here on Tiger Talk. And my first guest tonight is going to talk to us about some interesting learning opportunities at Mobridge Pollock High School, and not only the high school, but the whole school district. And coming to us from the Community Development Corporation, MCDC is what she told me to add. So it is Hayden Merkel. And Hayden, it's been a long time, and it was nice to catch up with you. But now we're going to talk about some of the exciting stuff that you're bringing us.
Sure. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. I had a listener here at the Pizza Ranch ask me about a special project that she was really involved in. And she said, you know, Hayden Merkel's the one to talk to. And I thought, well, yeah, I love talking to Hayden Merkel. So she was specifically talking about the greenhouse project. And now that's just a small little smidgen of all the stuff that you've got going right now. So let's start there and kind of build our way up.
Okay, well, with MCDC, we're trying to build like all kinds of community development, different things in Mobridge, and we're not doing it in a vacuum by any means, because I don't know what the school needs. Our board doesn't really know what the school needs, but we're sitting down with these community development corporations or these nonprofit organizations in town and figuring out what they want and what they need. So when we talk to the school, one of the things that they brought up is more opportunities for kids to learn about agriculture and to get into agriculture-related careers after they go to high school. And so I talked to Dr. Frederick there at the school, and he told me about how they've had a school garden in the past, and it goes really well. The kids love it up until the end of the school year, and then it kind of fizzles out.
Right.
And then I talked to Katie Colnold. She's the life sciences teacher at the high school. And she showed me her classroom and like what they have right now. And it just isn't, it's not an ideal facility to be learning about in
right.
ag. So we came up with the idea of having a greenhouse on site at the high school, middle school campus. And we've had really wonderful success getting some grant funders and also crowdfunding from the local community to help support that.
And it's something that people can still donate to if they're really interested in the education of these students. They can still donate money. How do they go about doing that?
We have a website, mobridgecdc.org, that they can go and they can actually learn how to donate, or they can just reach out to us if they're interested and they don't know exactly what they want to do yet. I mean, I haven't even really talked about, you know, getting electrical and plumbing and concrete poured
right.
and everything for this to make it more of a permanent structure. And even without that, we're kind of looking at a $30,000 price tag. So we are really, really getting there, and we're really excited, but we definitely could use additional support if someone's
you
out
bet.
There.
You bet. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about the high school and their I guess their tech, VoTech program. And I remember I told you when we went to high school, we had a small engine repair shop and we had a wood shop, and that was about it. And I kept thinking, well, you know, I'm going to college, but these other kids that aren't, they're just going to have to pick up skills as they go. And it's nice to have a VoTech program or an ag program to where kids that are transitioning into the workforce right out of high school, they have some skills. They have a little knowledge. Paul Gehring does a wonderful job with his building trades. And we're going to talk with the wrestling coach in a few moments, talk about the welding program that they have there, some of the stuff that they've done. But you're right. The ag program is kind of lacking right now.
I think it's just, and it's such a great opportunity because we are such an ag community.
Yeah.
I mean, everything around us is, I mean, we have so many of our support services and different things in town because of the ag community and to help support what they're doing. So I'm really excited about the energy that we've had around the project and also about all of the support we've gotten.
Again, it's mobridgecdc.org. Go
right.
on, learn how you can donate, learn how you can help out with the education of the schools, the students. One of the other things that's really exciting, we had Lisa Zahn on a little while ago, and she talked about the music program, but she also talked about an opportunity for children, I think it was younger children, eighth grade and below, that were going to be introduced to the musical theater department.
Right. Yep. We're going to have the Dakota Players come, and they're going to be doing a residency with a couple of their actual professional actors.
Wow.
Going to come teach our third through eighth grade students. It's going to be a play called Space School Musical. And they're actually, what's really cool about this program is you don't necessarily even have to go to Mobridge Public School. You have to be in the district.
Yeah.
And so we want to open it up to all the kids in the district. And if they are interested in coming, the auditions are going to be after school, probably about 3:30 in the middle school auditorium on February 27th.
So it's coming up.
It is. It's coming up.
And then there'll be three nights of performances, I heard.
Nope, just one.
Just one night of performance. Yep. So they get rehearsed for three nights, and then they perform.
They rehearse that whole week, February 27th all the way to March 3rd, I think. And then the performance is Saturday, March 4th at 2 p.m.
Okay. And this is another program that the MCDC provided.
Well, kind of. We helped get a grant from the South Dakota Arts Foundation. South Dakota Arts Council, sorry. And they and the Dakota Players helped us facilitate that. And then Lisa Zahn kind of took it on. She ran with it. And we had a lot of great donations at the winter concerts to help out. And then a lot of community organizations helped fund it too. Like I know the PTO helped, Campbell County Arts Council. We had Parents for Positive Changes, and then the Music Boosters Club. They all pitched in.
That's awesome.
There was a huge donation.
Yeah.
Like a really wonderful one from Joe Beadle and also from Jensen Rock and Sand. They've made a big difference in that too.
You know, and it was something like this that got me started on the stage that took me into radio. It was a small playhouse that came into town. And as a sixth grader, I decided, well, my friends are all doing this. I'll go do it too. And then I went on to get a theater scholarship to college and changed to radio, and that's how I got into this job. So the opportunity for these kids to be around professional actors and to learn musical theater, it's outstanding.
Yeah, hopefully it inspires some other little kids to go on and do something in the arts.
Right, right. And we've talked about it. Lisa and I talked about it. The arts program is usually the first one that gets cut in a school budget. And it's sad, but any help the community can do for the arts goes a million miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really support community arts projects at MCDC. And actually, when we're on the topic of funders, we should probably backtrack and tell you all about like the folks that have made the greenhouse kind of go, if you don't mind.
No, no.
Okay, well, because I have to give a shout out, Farm Credit Services of America, their Working Here Fund, they donated $10,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's huge. And then South Dakota Ag Foundation sees a lot of value in this project too. They donated $3,000 to it. And then we did a seed money campaign. There's a really cool organization out there called seedmoney.org, and local garden projects can go on there and request the opportunity to be one of their projects every year. And we received the okay to be a project there. So we were able to have a landing page with a way to donate right online. We promoted it on Facebook and with flyers in town, and we were able to raise almost four times what we originally hoped to raise. So
awesome.
Yeah. About $2,400 came from that. So that was,
so we're close.
We're getting there. I think taking some of the construction, like the base kinds of construction pieces out of it, we're over 50% there. So,
and I imagine, and I'm not going to make any projections, but you get into the VOAG part of it, you get into the building trades, you get into the welding part, that labor would probably be the students themselves.
Yeah, I've definitely bent Paul's ear.
Yeah.
Helping get we're going to have a kit that comes, the greenhouse, all the pieces should be there. But having them help install it would be huge.
Yeah. And like I said, when they do a project, it's just, it's done top notch. Some contractors in town probably should be a little envious of the way these kids work, and they work so well together, and they do these great projects. I get an opportunity every once in a while to go to Legion Memorial Field and see, you know, the crow's nest there. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, there's not a lot of high school football fields that have a crow's nest this nice. And that was all done by Building Trades. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What, you had a whole list. I know that you were going to talk about just about everything. So I want to hear, what else is MCDC doing?
We're trying to start an after-school program and hopefully a summer program for kids in K through 5. In the Mobridge Pollock School District. We think it's really important to have that that resource. And we're looking, we've got our site plan for the upper elementary has been approved by the state, which is awesome. And now all we have to do to finish up the licensing of that program is to find the right program director or coordinator. Because as much as I can help with the administrative part, I do not have an education degree.
So it would be somebody with an education degree, somebody that's got some experience in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You either have to have an education degree or you have to have a certification with some experience working with kids in that age range, for like in a certified daycare program, or you have to have at least 4 years of experience in a program that teaches after-school kids.
So this is the million-dollar question. Is it a volunteer position or is it a paid position?
Oh, no, it's paid.
Really?
And honestly, we want it to be something that is worthwhile. You know. And for the right person, we're actually even hoping that we can make it a full-time position. So if you're interested in learning more, like go to our website at mobridgecdc.org and check it out. Shoot me an email or give me a call and I can tell you more about it.
You and Coach Nas were talking a little bit I was trying to get hooked up here about girls' sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a new softball program. We have a new girls' wrestling program. It's pretty awesome.
So some of the things that he was talking about, you were writing down notes. You're going to go full tilt on this.
Well, I'm trying to find the right people that are already doing all the hard work. I mean, Todd's already coaching all the kids. If I can write a grant in a couple of hours that gets him the equipment that he needs to do it more effectively, then heck, you know,
yeah,
that's the easy part, right?
Not really. I know what grant writing involves. Hayden, you don't give yourself enough credit. You never have. The thing that I love about you most is that you go full force into a project. You're head down, you're going down the field 100 miles an hour with these projects, and you really, really genuinely care about this community.
You know, I think that our whole board, I'm really lucky, honestly, that we, like, so the Mobridge Community Development Corporation has a 9-person board, and every single one of them is like that. So I feel like we've got such good energy that it just, I don't know, we can make a lot of great things happen, I think.
Yeah. You already have. I mean, getting the ball rolling on an educational opportunity like the greenhouse, doing the after-school thing, doing the musical theater thing, I had no idea. And so I'm less educated. I need to get on this website, too, and educate myself. And I hope that everybody who's listening here will get on this website and see what you guys are doing, because it's almost miracle-like.
Well, and we're pretty new, so I think that a lot of people don't really know that we exist yet. So hopefully we can continue to raise awareness about what's possible and what's going on.
And you were talking about the hospital and some of the exciting news with the hospital. You put out a number there, and I almost lost my breath, $1 million?
Well, there's nothing. I can't really talk about it right now.
I understand that, but I mean, there's no project too small or too big.
Well, I think that this community has a lot of needs and it has a lot of value to the region. And if we can explain that and show that to, you know, there's folks that want to fund that kind of project, that want to fund they want to see us succeed. So if we can get our story to them, you know, it's a huge thing.
I think that you and I need to talk more about this during Tiger Talk and any other time we can. I found myself just excited with all this great news that's coming along the line. And, you know, we have a great booster club at Mobridge Pollock High School, and they do a lot of great things, but they really don't have the means to do everything. So if anybody else wants to jump in and help out with programs and projects, the arts need help. They really do. And I had no idea until I talked to Lisa Zahn how much help they need and how much good they can do. Lisa was talking about going to nursing homes and performing there and doing trips to do education things and elsewhere. There's so much talent there. I think that the funding's got to be there with it.
Mm-hmm. We have a great student body and a great faculty there at the school. So, you know, hopefully we can help facilitate some of the stuff that they want to do.
And now that you guys are connecting me, we can do something with the Votech program there too and get some more welding equipment. Or, you know, I know what steel costs nowadays. And to get a grant to get some more steel in there to build projects and some of the artwork that the welding program's done. I mean, you see it on the sidelines of the football field, the benches that they made. It's unbelievable how talented these kids are. And so let's help out. The education programs at Mobridge Pollock, nobody's going to deny that they're not top-notch. But there's always more they can do for the outside of the athletic arena, too.
Mm-hmm. And we're kind of a small organization that's, you know, really focused on technical support. But if people want to get involved, we have a really great PTO that started. In fact, we've got a really cool little competition going on Friday at the Mobridge Selby game.
Yes.
They were doing a rock, paper, scissors competition. So it is fun for the whole family because when I went to the basketball game last night, you've got little kids doing rock, paper, scissors in the stand. Yeah. So everybody can participate. It's $5 a contestant, and then all of the proceeds go to PTO programs.
That's awesome.
The best part is that the winner of this rock, paper, scissors competition gets 4 tickets to a Bismarck Bobcats hockey game.
Wow.
And 4 meals and drinks at Buffalo Wild Wings before
that
the game.
That is awesome.
I know. So hopefully we see a lot of people out there and get more folks involved in that way, too.
And so thanks to the Bobcats and B-Dub for helping out there, too. Mm-hmm. We did that years ago with the radio station, went all over the place and did paper, rock, scissors, and had more fun than you can ever imagine.
Did you say paper, rock, scissors?
Yes.
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, no. It's paper, rocks. Paper covers rock. Rock covered in crashes scissors. I know all about this. I used to do that with my brothers to see who was going to do dishes, and I didn't lose a lot.
I feel like we need to have a poll.
Okay.
We can figure this out on your Facebook page or something.
No, I'll put it on the website. That'll be this week's poll. It'll be, is it rock, paper, scissors or paper, rock, scissors?
Good. Yep, because I need to know, because I beg to differ on that, Andy.
Oh, you know, I think that what you're doing is great, and I don't want to cut you off because I know there's more you want to talk about, right?
No, I want Todd to have some time here. I don't want to monopolize it.
I love that you came. I hope you'll come back and talk a little bit more, maybe towards the end of the Tiger Talk, which will end about halfway through track season. Maybe you can come back and we can get an update on some of the projects and the funding and stuff like that. The website, once again.
MobridgeCDC.org.
Mobridge CDC. And that's Community Development Corporation. And you want to talk about a worthwhile cause and a good organization to donate and help out with. That is, it's your community.
Yeah, and we get to use all the funds that are donated for matches for these grants. So double your impact.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Yep.
Hayden Merkel and the website again, MobridgeCDC.org. We're going to take a break now. We're going to come back. We're going to talk wrestling with Coach Nas right here on Tiger Talk.
For all of your personalized sports gear, there is only one place, the Open Canvas. From shirts to hats and everything in between, the Open Canvas has it covered. If you're a Tiger, Wolverine, Panther, or whatever team you support, get the gear you need at Open Canvas. If you need banners or vinyl signs, the Open Canvas can do that also with skill and imagination. There's only one place to get your gear, and it's the Open Canvas in Mobridge.
Go get 'em, Tigers! Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands-On Health in Mobridge can take care of all of your physical therapy needs.
Hi, this is Drew Peterson, doctor of physical therapy, inviting you to call me to discuss all of your pain management needs.
Whether you're recovering from a surgery, have neck or back pain, or balance issues, we can help you.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands-On Health Wellness Center.
Hands-On Health of Mobridge, here for all of your pain management needs.
We can take care of your pain.
Welcome back. Well, Tiger Talk. Welcome back to the Pizza Ranch. And we've got Coach Nas from the Mobridge Pollock Wrestling Team with us. And Coach, we've come to that point of the season where there's no more regular season. It's all postseason from here. And as far as excitement level, you got to be on cloud nine right now.
Oh, yeah. The boys are really performing well. Everything they did last weekend, I was impressed. There's still little things to pick up and clean up, but overall, the performance and the attitude is remarkable.
You had a champion of the Mid-Dakota Monster last weekend, didn't you?
Yep. Jesse Bearhart's really coming through. He's getting into his own groove, and he's looking outstanding at 70 right now.
That's amazing. Congratulations, Jesse, and a great kid, too. Just one of those kids I saw on the football field this fall that works as hard as you want him to and also puts in the extra. You know, he's just a great athlete.
Oh, yeah, he's a great kid, great athlete. And just a great personality. He is 100% genuine kid to work with. He just wants to get better, and he wants everything for his team.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you've had some long trips this wrestling season, but Deadwood, really?
Yeah, we go to the farthest corner. For the only thing that would be longer was if Custer got the region.
Yeah, yeah. So your region is a little different than what they have on the basketball schedule. There's only two classes of wrestling, right?
Yep.
A and B. And so tell me who all the teams are. And I'm glad you got your phone there, because I tried to look it up. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of teams.
Yep, including us. There'll be 16 at the region.
Wow.
And they only take the top four. So it'll be a battle.
It will be. So you've got Bennett County.
Yep, Bennett County. Custer will probably be the top. Custer right now is ranked number one going into the duel. And I think they are in the top five in the state individual tournament. So they're looking really good. And then you have Stanley County, always has some good kids.
Yeah.
Harding County, they a couple of their kids match up pretty tough with a few of ours. And those will be some good ones. And then you got teams like Lyman. Lyman County's pretty good. And then there's a bunch of other ones that have a few good kids here and a few good kids there. So it'll be a pretty tough battle.
Old man weather kind of prevented you from going to Lyman at the big tournament down there in Presho, right?
No, we made that one. It was the other one, the MVP.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
That one Vernon. Was huge.
Yeah. So as far as seeing these kids, you know a lot about the teams that are in the region. It's just preparing the kids now to wrestle.
Yep, getting them to be there. Like I tell the kids right now, it's whoever's the happiest and the healthiest. You can have the best technique, but if you're mentally not there, it's really tough
right
this time of season.
Right. And so give me an assessment. How are you guys faring as far as happiness?
We're looking good. Like, yeah. Big Dakota, I was unbelievably impressed with the kids' attitude, effort. Every match, they were at each other's corner, cheering each other on. And that was an early morning. And when last matches were really, really late at night.
So I heard you guys took off about 6:30, got home about, what, 1 in the morning?
Yep, it was a long Oof. Day.
Wow. Wow.
That's a normal wrestling most of the time. That's a normal weekend.
Yeah, you know, and I've gone on these long trips for the basketball team and getting back at 2 o'clock. But you're not starting at 10 a.m. I mean, you're driving that whole way. But you're not starting wrestling or basketball at 10 o'clock in the morning and then going till 11 o'clock at night. It's a little different. You guys put in some work.
Oh, yeah, and they're long hours, and you may have a little break here, but most of the time, if I'm breaking between a match, I'm preparing a kid for another match. So even if you don't have a kid up on wrestling or on deck, you're still preparing someone for later on down the tournament. So, and there's always watching and analyzing everything.
Right. And I got to ask, you know, I've talked to a lot of coaches in my career. I've been doing this since 1987. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
Me is just the little growth. Every day seeing a kid get a little better. It doesn't have to be miraculous. Like, don't get me wrong. If the kid makes a huge, huge growth, that's awesome. But it's just seeing the kids wanting to get better and working hard and just the good work ethic that they have every day coming in. And this team has an amazing attitude. Every practice, they're ready. They want to get better. They understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, and I always bring this up when you're around. You look up on the high school gymnasium wall, you see those state championships up there. You see the tradition. You see the Shear Brothers plaque when you walk in there. You hear about the Jensen boys. I mean, there's tradition of wrestling at Mobridge and Mobridge Pollock High School. And a state champion out in the hallway, you see his picture when you walk by. It's got to be motivating there too.
Oh yeah, and our coach staff does a lot of time to the kids. You're not representing yourself, you're representing your community, your school, your parents. You're representing legends or really great wrestlers. There's a big legacy to follow.
Yeah, legacy is one thing to motivate, but then, as you said before we got started, you're seeing such improvement and such growth in each individual all the way down the line.
Oh yeah, we like, for instance, this weekend, Jesse, you won it. Wyatt Winches, he got third. He was out there attacking. He was using the new tilts we were working on and really racking points up. Braden Runt just came out with a sixth place finish. He looked really tough. Aiden came out with a third place finish, but he went toe to toe with the A's number one rated kid in the A's. And I don't think there's a single kid in the A's at 220 that went longer than the first period with him. And Aiden went all three with him.
Wow.
And then we had a couple other ones in there. Riley's really coming into his own. He got third, and he actually worked his way up to being ranked top 12 in the state right now.
And you said Riley has only wrestled 1 year, right?
This is his first year.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. You know, and I saw that during the football season too. Riley was out there. He's a hard worker too. And it didn't take much to get his mind focused on, you know, what's the task at hand, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he comes in. He has a great attitude, always smiling. After practice, he'll be tired, barely hanging his head up, and he'll say, hey, how are you doing, Riley? And he'll look up and have a smile on his face, and just every day he wants to get better.
That's awesome. Hey, you've got some great kids. I can't deny that. And then you've got a couple of girls that in the program that are doing well as any can attest to.
Oh yeah, yep. We have Jasmine right now. This year is hopefully this is the last year, but right now they're still doing with the girls. They go through their whole season criteria, and then it's the top 16. So they don't have a region qualifier; they have a whole season qualifier. So right now, Jasmine's right on that bubble, being the top 16.
Will she get to wrestle in Deadwood or not?
Nope. They don't, girls do not do regionals.
Oh, that's too bad.
They just go right to state if their point systems get them in the top 16. So it goes by every kid you wrestle or every girl you wrestle. It's huge. You lose to the wrong girl at the wrong time, your season's over.
So what is it going to take for her to get over the bubble and get in? Somebody has to lose?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Somebody that she lost to has to lose or has to start beating people, because you can't, if you lose to somebody and they lose somebody else, that all those people are ahead of you that they lose to. So she has to hope the people that she beats performs really well, and the people that she lost to they also have to perform really well for her.
It kind of takes the competition out of the competition, not letting her wrestle at regions.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of like a coin toss right now.
Yep, and as the interest for girls gets bigger and bigger, we're hoping they'll start having their own region
meets. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I know that there's been a lot of excitement around her this season, and when I hear Val Ford doing the wrestling reports, she's always complimenting how hard she's working. So you got to be proud of the work ethic.
Oh, yeah. These kids have done everything I've asked from them. And that's one thing I'll testify is it's really nice to work with kids that are willing to work so hard. And then it's awesome having a great coaching staff and parent support and community support. It really makes the coaching on my part a lot nicer, a lot easier when I have such a good group of people behind me.
Yeah. You know, and I remember walking down the hallway one night and seeing there's a lot of parents that are hanging out by the door watching the wrestling practice. And you know, there's a lot of people there that have been through wrestling before and know the program and given pointers and stuff like that. You got to be appreciative of those kind of parents, not the parents that are coming up to you and saying, hey, why isn't my kid doing this? It's the kids that say, you know, I think my kid can do this.
Yep. And then we also have people in the community that are really following, and they'll shoot pointers. They'll say, hey, your kid looked really good, but do you ever try this with him? Or yeah, I think this move might work for him. And yeah, every little bit of support and every little bit of help goes a long ways.
You know, when I talk to the basketball coaches, we always talk about the feeder programs and starting in the AAU, moving into junior high. Those programs are just as important as a varsity program, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big passionate with AAU. The youth program is where you develop the love for the sport. You develop the passion and the drive for it. And then you get into your middle school, and that's when you start fine-tuning and going into your own and what you're capable of and what you need to improve on. And then high school is now you're figuring out everything.
I want to get you back in your before the state tournament, of course, but I really would like to have an assessment, a season, your first season as head coach. How do you feel of this season? What needs to happen to grow the program next year?
Numbers are huge. The more kids you have that you're competing against, the better you're going to be. The more practice partners you have, the more options you have to work with different students of different athletes of different ability. And that's huge. Not wrestling with the same kid every day, because if you wrestle the same person every day, by the end of the season, you know what they're going to do and they know what you're
exactly
going to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you start getting too comfortable, where if you can have multiple different partners to go with every week, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. And so the middle school program, are there kids coming up from eighth grade will be freshmen next year that are encouraged in you?
Yeah, we have a few of them. And then we have some fifth graders that will be moving up into the sixth grade, which will be really nice, too, because there's a couple of really talented young men there.
And okay, women. Great. And as far as your overall assessment, every time I talk to you, you've got this smile on your face. You're glowing about the kids. But it's not all peaches and cream, is it?
Oh, no, it's a lot of stress. Like the kids tell me, why are you so nervous, coach? And I said, well, when I competed, I could do something about it. Now I just have to prepare you and hope you follow along and you know what you're doing when you're out there and you listen well. I said, being an athlete and being a coach are two different things.
Right, right. Yeah, you'll hear that from NFL coaches saying the same exact thing. You know, when I played, it was a lot different than trying to get you to do what I'm thinking. So, but overall, in a scale of 1 to 10, are you at 11 right now?
Oh yeah, yep. After that last performance, every kid, even the ones that didn't place, they had the performance of their life. We had a Mark Sanquist went with a kid from Winter, very talented kid. He's ranked in the top six in the state, and Mark went a 4-0 match with him and hung with him the whole way.
So the program is in good shape.
Yep.
State of the state of wrestling in Mobridge Pollock High School is good.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then we have this Sunday, we have our youth program here, too. The Mobridge Pollock AAU will be wrestling up at the high school, too.
What time are they starting?
They start at noon.
So get there about 10 o'clock if you want a parking spot, because when AAU comes to town, that parking lot is completely packed. There's a lot of support there for that.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of excited parents you get to listen to, and a lot of kids with a lot of energy to burn off.
Now, if you're interested in attending regions in Deadwood, tell us a little bit about the format. When should people start showing up? Is it a Friday, Saturday?
It's just a Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. right, and they start it right on the time. Every region has to start at the same time, and
okay,
there's a little more organized than a regular tournament.
Okay, but so go over Friday night, spend the night in Deadwood, and maybe go see some of the casinos or whatever. Go see a concert, and then show up Saturday morning. And it means a lot to these kids. The more fans they have in the stands, the better.
Oh yeah, even our home meets, they were excited to see how many people they saw in the crowd, and they said, "Did you see that? This is a great attendance." And I said, "Yeah, it's really nice to
that
see
is awesome.
Everybody come out and support you."
Yeah, every time I wanted to go to a wrestling meet, another basketball game came up, and they sent me to this place and that place, and I didn't get a chance to get up there, and I'm kicking myself. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to have you back before the state tournament. Talk about winning a region title and getting all these kids in the state tournament. That will be awesome.
Yeah, I think I looked at a lot of the brackets. I've been mapping the brackets since December, and I think a lot of them have a great shot the way we're setting up right now. If they keep to what they're doing and stay consistent, I think we'll get quite a few at the state. And
yeah,
I think a couple of our veterans have a great shot of placing.
It's a short distance between Deadwood and Rapid City, but I think there's the level of excitement in the community right now for the wrestling program. And I got to say, hats off to you for bringing that excitement. Thank you so much.
No, it's a lot of support I have outside. It's not me. It's a lot of great coaching staff and a lot of great parents and a great community.
Well, I do want to get you back before state. So let's plan on that and talk a little bit more about the state tournament. But to volunteer your time to come out for Tiger Talk these nights, you have no idea how much I appreciate it. Thank you so much. There are a lot of coaches that would have said, no, I don't think I want to talk on the radio. But you've been here and you've done a wonderful job promoting the program. And we appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys, too.
We're going to call it a night from Tiger Talk. And again, Coach Nas will be back maybe in a couple of weeks talking about the state tournament. And with that, next week we'll have the basketball coaches. We're going to have both basketball coaches on talking about their postseason coming up. Until then, for Mary Schreier back in the studio, I'm Andy Hsu. Have a good night.
This has been Tiger Talk on Star 99. Join Andy Hsu next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Tiger Talk. Brought to you by Grand Central, Hands-On Health, Dakota Bank, and The Open Canvas. This has been a production of Star 99 Sports.